Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Sam, thank you so much for being a spiritual man. Okay? These are the men that all women should what? Should have. Glory be to God. They ask you for money, you show them a scripture. How to get the money. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. You tell the wise, Ocast is he who trusts in man. Glory be to God. Amen. Women shouldn't trust in their what? They should trust in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, once again, let's give the worship team a big hand clap. Yes. That was amazing. Hallelujah. I don't remember the last time I had a worship session like this one. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, thank you so much. As we sang, the song we sang, we will remember, okay? I thought about Robin, okay? Basically, even the verses and everything. Yeah. Yeah, you should meditate on that what? On that song, the lyrics, all the words. Glory be to God. I know that they will minister unto you. Glory be to God. Yeah, last Sunday, we were, Sam Mwanga, we were all not here. So I wonder, this place must have been empty. Okay? You know, when a small church, just three people. Okay? Three people. So then my wife was in children's church, so most probably this whatever was empty. Oh, Mujimba sat there. Yeah, Mujimba is always good. He knows how to know what to do. Yes, glory be to God. Yes, Sam Isoke, Sam Mwanga, and I, we were in Fort Poto. No, Sam Isoke wasn't in Fort Poto. He was in Chenjojo, isn't it? Yeah, for us, we were in the city, Fort Poto City. Glory be to God. Yes, and we traveled back that day. Yeah, so just before the service began, I think we were on the road. We had hit the road. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, that is one of, I think, the first Sunday in a long time that I haven't been to church. Okay, but it was for a cause which I know God was involved in. Hallelujah. Yes. The Ballows, thank you for coming once again. Who else have I not seen for quite a bit? Robin, rather, what was her name? Anyway, yeah, JD's sister, Glory. Yeah, please don't tell her that I asked that, what was her name? Yeah, JD sister, good to see you. Who else? Yes, there's a V. Yes, hallelujah. Okay, what's your name again? Mildred? Mildred. It's your first time, is it? No. Yeah. You know, I'm a father now. And fathers forget names for, you know, especially when they have many kids. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, they just know who's older than who. Some actually don't know. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if my dad knew who was older than who. We had a very interesting, or we have a very interesting arrangement. So I doubt if my dad really knew what. Really knew who was older than who. Yeah. Glory be to God. But God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. When I was told that the children are going to be up here, I was like, now I better organize myself properly. Because now you're going to be ministering to kids also. and to the others at the same time. So this morning I woke up and I reorganized my things, well edited, so that Bambi, our kids, can also benefit from what we're going to share. Hallelujah. Okay? According to this slide up there, we are continuing talking about praying until something happens. We have talked about that for 6 weeks, and this is the seventh week. All right? Children, for 6 weeks, okay, your parents have been listening or talking about pray until something happens. By the way, children, you had better pay attention, because at the end of the service, yeah, there's going to be an award-giving ceremony. Amen? Yeah, five people are going to receive what? Awards. Those who will give the right answers to what? The questions I will ask. So this morning, someone gave me 50,000 shillings. And prior to receiving it, I had thought about giving out money in church. So when the 50,000 came, I was like, I have it. Amen? So five people are going to receive 10,000 shillings each. Five children. Children below, below, Nkwanzi, how old are you? 10. Yeah, children. Okay, how many children are below 9 years? Below 9 years, put up your hand. If you're 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, put up your hand. Okay, then they will all have the what? And one, okay, should I, whatever the age a little bit, below nine? Huh? Below nine. No. Below nine. Okay, eh? Okay. So that time I said eight, eh? Below nine. Okay, nine and below. Put up your hand. 9 years and below. Put up your hand. Okay, now there are some two kids, but yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, pay attention. Yeah. Someone give me change. 10-10. How about we do 5-5? Because 10-10. Glory be to God. Okay, so pray until something happens. Hallelujah. So we began talking about that after a dream that Joan Isoke had on 25th January. The dream is also up there. So in that dream, Mrs. Joan Isoke, you see, if you read the word for the week, we'll just write Joan Isoke. Okay, but now I was going to be talking to children. So now I have to edit Mrs., you know, eh? Glory be to God. By the way, this generation of kids, eh? By the way, parents, we had better be serious. Eh? These kids don't know the things of Mr., Mrs. Eh? Yeah, they ask them, what is your mother's name? They will just say, who? Sendaula Brian. Now that is not right. It's okay, but it's not what? You know, eh? What is your mother's name? Christine Mujimba. Back in our day, man, that was unacceptable. A few years ago, I think there's someone who asked me mother's name. Then I just said Charles Bwango. Then the guy said, no, you don't say that. Say, Mister. And I was like, yeah, baby, that is right. Glory be to God. Amen? So, okay? Please, you know, but this is a serious thing, okay? And it can earn your child a job in years to come. Your children are going to get to face a panel of serious chaps. Guys who are trained by British, by the British. Serious people. Then they will ask them, okay, so what is your, Okay, then the kid will say, Christine Mujimba. And these guys will say, oh, can you imagine a child calls the mother, and that alone, glory be to God. But these things happen. Hallelujah. These things happen. Glory be to God. And probably they have happened to you, and you didn't get a job because of things you think are not important. And when you don't pass that interview, they never tell you why you didn't pass. They'll just write to you good things. They say, now you performed well. You are among the best. But you know, it was very competitive. They sandwich the bad news. You are very good. But it was very competitive, and we needed just one. Okay? However, if another opportunity comes up, we shall get back to you. You understand? And they never, because they just wanted to tell you. But you remember, they don't tell you why they didn't give you a job, which question you didn't answer right. And sometimes it was a minor thing, something not related even to the work you are going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Children, have you heard? Put those titles on your parents' names. Okay, Mr. Mrs. Geraldine Musinguzi. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, and sometimes, by the way, sometimes it's wisdom now, adults. Okay? Sometimes it's wisdom in certain places, to unleash your CV. Glory be to God. Sometimes it's wisdom to unleash whatever title you have. It might save you a lot of trouble, and it might open doors for you. Glory be to God. All right? And by the way, years ago, I was thinking of getting another name in addition to the names I have, getting another name also from another region. Okay, because I was like, they might come when one. Anyway, you understand. Glory be to God. So that now, depending on who asks you what your name is, you give them the appropriate one. And you won't be lying, because it became your name. You understand? Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we began talking about push. So, push children, as you see, it is an abbreviation, meaning pray until something happens. All right? Remember, you have to pay attention, because you bring that money here. Sometimes it's good when you're seeing the what? Okay, so push. The P stands for P. The U stands for until. The S stands for something. H stands for happens. So push stands for pray until something happens. Okay, children, what does push stands for? Aha, very good. So, on 25th January this year, Mrs. Joan Isoke was standing here in front of us, getting ready to preach. Then she told us, the congregation, that her sermon was titled, Push, Pray Until Something Happens. Afterwards, she told us, to open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, which says that pray until something happens. Glory be to God. Okay, so that began this series. Okay, God was telling us as individuals and also as a church that pray for whatever you need to pray for until something happens. All right? And God reiterated that in the dream with a scripture. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, which says that pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Okay? If God hasn't told you to stop praying for whatever you're praying for, don't stop. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we've been talking about that for 6 weeks, 6 Sundays, and this is a 7th Sunday. Hallelujah. All right? Now, today we want to talk about 4 things, among many, I guess. 4 things that we have to do for our pushing, for our praying until something happens to work or to be effective. All right? Those 4 things are, let's jump to the last slide. Those 4 things are, we need to forgive others who have wronged us. We need to ask for forgiveness from others for the wrong things that we have done to them. And we need to live in righteousness. Number 4, we need to have patience. Glory be to God. Children, are you listening? Number 1, for push to happen. Okay, push stands for pray until something happens. Okay, for it to happen, for it to be effective, for us to pray until we get what we need, some of the things we need to do are these 4. Number 1, we need to forgive those who have wronged us. Number 2, we need to ask for forgiveness from others for the wrong things that we have done to them. Number 3, we need to live in righteousness. We don't have to live in sin, okay? Doing bad things, okay? And number 4, we need to have patience. That means that we need to wait. We need to wait. We shouldn't easily give up. We shouldn't get tired of praying for what we need. Glory be to God. Amen? I was told, you told us that you are a teacher. Is that so? No? Yes? No, teacher. Okay. Maybe that's a... So I don't know how I'm doing right now. Am I teaching the children well? Who is the teacher here? No one? Hey, this is very bad. We don't have a trained teacher here. Hallelujah. Huh? I'm what? A father. So I'm a teacher. So when they ask my children, what's your dad's name? They say, teacher Moses. Glory be to God. So, let us address number 1. Number 1 being, forgive others. Okay? Now, Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26 says that. So, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus said that, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses, your sins. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Okay? So remember, we are talking about praying until something happens. Now, when you are praying, Jesus says that if you have anything against anyone, forgive him or forgive her. Hallelujah. Children, are you listening? If you are praying and then you remember that there's someone who did something wrong to you, Jesus says that before you go on to ask for whatever you're asking, forgive that person. Do what? Forgive that person. Hallelujah. Okay, children, forgive people who do you wrong. If someone does something bad to you, forgive them. Even before they say sorry. Okay? If they say sorry, very good. If they don't say sorry, God still wants you to forgive. Okay? And Jesus says that if you don't forgive those people, even him, even God, will not forgive you your sins. And because your sins won't be forgiven, okay, number one, your prayers will not get answered. Okay? And number two, okay, you might end up in hell when you die. Okay? Because people who have sins are going to hell. Children, you know that? People who have sins are going to hell. So if Jesus doesn't forgive you, if God doesn't forgive you your sins, that means that you have sins and you will go to hell. Does anyone of you want to go to hell? Ah, Raphael, they want to go to hell. Let's give Raphael a big hand. He doesn't. Hallelujah. And I think he should be the first recipient. Because the way he shouted. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. Others didn't even answer. Meaning that maybe they want to go to hell. Glory be to God. So, number one, as we are praying, let us make sure that we what? We forgive others who do us bad things. Glory be to God. All right? So that is children. But you know, children, but you know, adults are also grown what? Grown children. So grown children, please, okay, forgive. Hallelujah. Forgive. There was a lecturer we had in medical school, Dr. Ukeshtinwa. She's a professor now. She was a doctor of pediatrics. Okay? And so she was a doctor for children. And she is, she's still alive. So sometimes she would be talking to doctors who are going to be doctors for adults, okay? Physicians, those guys of internal medicine. And so those doctors would rotate on the pediatric ward, okay? Just to get to know a little bit about what? Pediatrics. So Keshtinwa used to tell them that you guys, okay, physicians, don't think that children are little adults. Like, for example, if a child has, a headache, okay, yes, and they need maybe, don't think that because the dose for adults is 1,000, so you shouldn't say now for children it should be, anyway, you understand, But anyway, adults, grown children, please forgive. Do what? Forgive. Hallelujah. Forgive. These days I've made it a habit. Okay, before I sleep, okay, when I'm on my bed, before I fall asleep, I make sure I forgive people. I'm like, God, I forgive, like, whatever, what I remember, what I don't remember. Because, man, you see, let me tell you, for me, concerning this thing of heaven and hell, I am like Raphael. This thing is very serious to me. But do you know, if you're not careful, so I take it very seriously. And I know one of the major things that is taking Christians balokole to hell is unforgiveness. Okay? So now, I know there is a possibility of me not waking up, man. Have you ever thought about that? That you might go to bed and you never wake up, man. Glory be to God. It's not good to say this when what? Your children are here, man, or when your wife is here. But it is a... Now, man, if you went to bed and you slept off with unforgiveness, and then you don't wake up, man, you wake up in some place and you wonder how you got there. Glory be to God. So, man, for me, I believe there is heaven. And I also believe that there's hell. And one of the things taking people to hell is unforgiveness. Glory be to God. Okay. Yeah, of course, emotions that still linger on. Someone wronged you. They hit you on the head. But you're like, but God, I forgive. But, you know, help my emotions. You understand? Eh? But a man, and you see this hell thing is forever. You see now that is, you know, it is forever, man. You're forever burning. Okay? You're being burnt, but you're not getting consumed. So these days I've made it a habit, man. Before I fall off to sleep, I make sure, man, I've said my what? Forgiveness prayers. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Yeah, but before then, I need to see my prayers answered. And one of the things that can hinder answers to prayer is unforgiveness. Glory be to God. Amen? You guys, brother, you had better take this thing of heaven and hell seriously. Okay? That's why at times I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think I can't be a good businessman. Because many of them, the guys will call to talk to us about prosperity, how to prosper. Most of them are thugs, man. They're playing people, then they become rich, then you invite them to talk to you how to become rich. Of course, not all of them. They borrow money, but they go borrowing, they really know they're not going to pay it back. And then they get a loophole in the law. You understand? Now, that's being a thief. Because there's a loophole in the law. I can borrow money and I don't pay back someone. Okay? And then see, the law says this. You understand? Yeah, but now these are, and man, guys are rich, man. Okay? Those are the people our children get to know about. And then you ask your child, what do you want to become? Then the child, well, man, I want to become what? So and so. Because so and so is very what? Wealthy. Yeah, but the guy is a thug, man. Okay? The chick is a what? He's a thief. And so, yeah, this, you know, then politicians. I don't know how I'll get votes. Hallelujah. It would be by the grace of God. Hallelujah. That's why I think these things have to be a calling. When you're called to be a businessman, when you're called to be, because you see, when you're called to be a businessman, there's that grace God gives you where you make money, but without what? Without being a thief. Okay? A politician, you make, you get votes, okay? But when you haven't lied, chaps. You haven't stolen from the government or coffers to go and, you know, distribute to chaps, and keep most of what you've stolen to yourself. You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. So anyway, yeah, take this heaven and hell thing seriously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now I've gotten stuck here. And some are like, but what Ugambi onebi to be now? What be to Ugambi? So can't we proceed to the second? Okay, and since I told you the second and the third and the fourth, I even don't have to continue. I can stop wherever I want. I can stop on this one. Glory be to God. This heaven and hell thing is very serious, and Christians are going to hell. Okay? And the devil now engineered, man, something to make them feel like you are okay. He has been engineering these things from damn days. Okay? From the past. Okay? I think it began with the Roman Catholic Church. Just told them that if you have ever been baptized when you're a kid, you are okay. If you die with your sins and maybe you're on your way to hell, we shall pray for you. Then you first chill in a place called purgatory as we are praying for you. Then one day you get out of that place. You understand? He has engineered things to make people. You see now, every time I look at a Catholic priest, these are the things that, this is one of the things I think about. That these guys are leading many people to hell. Okay? Hallelujah. If the Catholic Church and all the other churches were really emphasizing this issue of heaven and hell and telling them exactly who is going to hell, thieves are going to hell. Okay? Whether they were baptized or not, they're going to hell. If the church was doing the right thing, okay, this thuggery in the country, you know, guys come, they have stolen money. And when they come to churches, they give them the front seats. Then after that, they even go for what? For dinner with the bishop. You understand? The bishop, his son is graduating. The cardinal man shows up. Okay? The guy has stolen money. It's called what? Housewarming. It is bishops who are there, man. But they know this guy is a thug, man. You know, so, in my opinion, this, the mess up in the country, the stealing, the church has a big role to play in it. Because we're there just, you see a thief has come to your church, you get happy. You understand? Because it will get you a scholarship for your son. Okay, a scholarship to wherever, you know, Yes, I know the pastor. You know, somehow he got close to the people in the high positions. And now what he was doing there was asking for what? Scholarships. Now if you're asking those guys for scholarships, how are you going to rebuke them? How are you going to tell them, hey, boss, what you're doing? You understand? Because if you assure them that, then, man, forget the scholarship. Okay? And they don't ask for scholarships to study in Uganda. But some are scholarships, US, you know. Glory be to God. So, by the way, yeah, it is bad. So, if people were, and those guys go like Christmas, Easter. Now, Easter is coming up. That would be the best time to get these guys. Okay? And tell them, you guys, you're going to hell. You understand? Hey, hallelujah. Categories of thieves. But even in hell anyway, there are degrees of fire according to the word. Okay? Yes. My dad used to tell me that, these bishops, he said that, you know, one time I think he talked to one of them. I don't know whether he was telling the truth or lying to me. Because sometimes, anyway, glory be to God. So he told me that one time he confronted a bishop or reverend. He said, you people, You see a young man has just finished university. Young man has just finished university. He has built a mansion. Then this young man invites you for housewarming to come and dedicate the house to the Lord. And you being an adult, you really know that this young man is doing something not right. And you, the what? The reverend, the bishop, you don't ask the young man, where did you get this money? Only one I'm told, your young child. Okay? You go ahead and you go, you even feast, there's a party. Okay? Then my dad continued to tell the reverend that as you're doing that, there are some young men also somewhere watching you what you're doing. And they're seeing you condoning the sin. And guess what they will do also? You understand? Hallelujah. Yeah, so anyway, when you go to pray, forgive. Children, number one, what do you do when you're going to pray? When you go to pray, forgive people who have done you bad things. Children, your fellow children who have abused you, who have stolen you, whatever. Okay? They promise that they will also give you some ice cream. Then, man, after you've given them your ice cream, for them, they change their mind. Forgive them. Hallelujah. Do what? Yes, forgive them. So that your prayers can work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Number two, okay? Ask for forgiveness from others for the wrong things you have done to them. Okay? If you do something bad to someone, okay, and you get to know that what you've done is bad, okay, please go to that person and tell them, I'm sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Even if that person already forgave you before you said sorry, but you should still go and tell them, forgive me for what I did. If you stole their money, now adults, if you stole something from them, okay, in addition to saying, forgive me, if you have the ability to do restitution, okay, to give back that person what you saw, please do it. Hallelujah. You don't tell someone, I'm sorry I stole your money, but you're coming with what? With an invitation card for housewarming. You understand? Okay, housewarming, you're going to spend money. The money is stole from me, from the person. Hallelujah. Amen. Both of these things are very serious, but yeah, the local of these days, we are neglecting them. Back in the day, I hear, okay, I wasn't here, but I hear these are things, man, that were being preached about locally in Gabi. Bebaburila, Oksonywa, Ogenda, Newenenya. You know, And man, guys had a great standing in society. In fact, people those days, man, to get saved, they'll be like, man, if I get saved, man, it's like my life is over. I can no longer do people wrong. When I do them wrong, I have to humble myself, eat humble pie and go and say sorry. I'm not going to steal. How am I going to live? So people knew that this Bulokole thing, man, is a serious thing. But these days, So, like, and that's why, man, it's bad. It's what? It's bad. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? And that's why, again, many people in Balokole churches are going to hell. Because we have diluted the word. Okay? We now preach things which can get people in our congregations. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. We preach things, you know. You see, Christine comes here in a big command. Eh? He said, what? Are you? Eh? Anyway, those cars. Huh? Then man, you know, you imagine how much she has. Then now, you're like, in case she comes back next week, I'm going to preach about tithing. Because kati, umurimo ogwaina ogumwesa emoto keyo. Kati, ekimu eche kumi chibache kanawa. Ate kati, not just tithing, but tithing and offering. Glory be to God. that is a stupidity. Eh? Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to talk about, tithing and offering, but for my opinion, and I think I'm right according to the word, it is to emphasize things that will ensure eternal life for people. Do you understand? Eh? That should be the emphasis. Okay? That should be the emphasis. The emphasis should be they repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you can, we are here for a short time. Eh? Our kids think we've been here for ages. Eh? Okay? I saw a car clear, you know those videos which go around. Who sent it to me? Was it Alan? Hey, there was some young kid around 3 or 4 saying that, man, back in the 80s, God must have been so lonely. Like, it is a long time ago, there were no people, you know. God must have been so lonely back in the 80s. The 80s, I think I was bolowoza that back in the 80s, I think there was nothing in the world. Okay, maybe that's when Adam and Eve were created. 80s. Huh? My daughter, Abigail, years ago, when she was young, I was saying about Adam and Eve, the creation, Abraham, then Bambi. Like innocently, she looked at me and said, Daddy, were you there? You understand? Eh? Like, were you there? Now, to her, she's. Because this guy was talking to her as info man about Adam, Eve, but Abraham. So she said, Daddy, were you there? So they look at us like, what? But we're here. We've been here. Children, your parents have been here for a very short time. Okay? They've been here for a very short time. And, it's sad to say, but, they have a few more years. Glory be to God. Anyway, we're here for a short time. Okay? And when you leave here, you're either going to hell or going to what? Heaven. Glory be to God. So, watch, how you live. Okay? But ask for forgiveness. Okay? If you have done someone something wrong, go back, pick your phone, ask them to forgive you. Glory be to God. Okay? Wives, I'm told that you do wrong things to your husbands. I'm told. I hear. I hear. Bob, I hear. Okay? Wives, please come to us and ask for what? For forgiveness. But we forgave you even before you asked for forgiveness. Because Jesus told us to forgive. So, to our son, it is good for you to come to us and ask for what? For forgiveness. Glory be to God. All right? I have a scripture for that. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. Jesus said that if you bring your gift to the altar, okay, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So you're at the altar, okay? You've come to pray or whatever, okay? Then you remember that you wronged someone. Jesus says, go back to the person. Get in touch with the person and ask them to forgive you. Glory be to God. Amen? Number three, okay, one of the things that will make our pushing effective is living in righteousness. Okay? Children, the word righteousness comes from the word right. So living in righteousness means living a life of doing right things according to God's word. Okay? Living in righteousness will make your pushing effective. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, those who don't do righteous things. Okay? The face of God is against them. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. God's ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. That means that God's ears are closed to the prayers of the unrighteous, the prayers of sinners, the prayers of people who are continually doing evil and they don't care. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel that is prevailing in the world right now is not this. It is, it doesn't matter, man. Whatever you do, it no longer matters. Okay, Calvary covered it like, you know, the grace of God. Once saved, always saved. Uh-huh. And maybe that is one of the things that has been engineered in our generation to take, for the devil to take guys to hell. He first began with purgatory. Okay, the Catholic Church. Okay, baptism. Just baptize a kid. And the moment the kid is baptized, they are sorted for life. Then engineer other things. Right now, the prevailing thing whatever you do, there's no condemnation. Yeah, yeah. In fact, if you feel guilty, then that is self-righteousness. Huh? Guilt for wrong. Okay? It's like now you're trusting in yourself. You shouldn't be feeling guilty because your sins were taken away. Yeah? Guilt. Hey! So the moment you feel guilty, you have to get out of the guilt. Hey, no. And now those things are growing churches, man. Hallelujah. So people are sleeping, young people are sleeping all over the place with each other, you know. People are stealing to get rich. Okay? Now they would want if someone like that. You are okay. Okay, you are what? Okay. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. Guilt is a sign that you're trusting in your own works. Hmm? Yeah? Okay? Guilt is like, you know, Hallelujah. I had friends who passionately preached those things. Passionately. Hmm? You know one of them, and I'm sure he still preaches them. Okay, passionately. Passionately. Hmm? If he was here, then he had me preach this. Okay? He would want thereafter to get in touch with all of you. to correct, okay, the falsehoods I preached. Because you'll be like, you know, Pastor Moses rained down guilt and condemnation on people, God's children. The one Jesus died for, now they are condemned. I could feel condemnation in the room. Okay? Yeah. So, but let us live what? In righteousness. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Number one, because God's ears are open to the righteous. Okay? And that means they are closed to the unrighteous. Number two, which to me is the most important. The Bible says that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Okay? The unrighteous. Okay? Unsaved and saved. None of them is going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. None of them is entering heaven. None of them is going to live with Jesus forever and ever. You know, to me, that's the most important. Children, are you listening to me? Maybe I should ask another question and wake you up a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. We say, below which age? 9 and below. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So children, what is the first thing we should do to make our prayers effective? Number one, if you know the answer, put up your hand. The first thing I said. 9 and below. The first thing I said, put up your hand. Okay? Is there a child putting up their hand? No, they are just waking up. Okay? First thing? Bambi, I wouldn't expect him to. Yeah. Okay, put up your hand. Number one, what should we do? Okay. Okay, man's. Forgive others. Very good. Is that so? Hallelujah. Yes. You're welcome. Okay. But there's a kid, Bambi, who has been putting up the hand, though they don't know why they are putting up their hand. Yeah, they should also get. Glory be to God. Rachel, I'm remaining with 20,000. Yet more kids have to get what? Have to receive money today. Hallelujah. Okay, what is the second thing? Number one, forgive others. Number two, yes. I can't hear. So I give a big hand clap. Come. Now this kid is very sharp, been very attentive. Ask for forgiveness. Glory be to God. What's your name? Kiara. What's your second name? Nantes, Kiara Nantes, I give a big hand clap as she goes there. Now, I'll give you a story. When I was in P4, I was in a boarding school. P4, we had a math teacher, it was called Mr. Cheyune. The guy asked a question. I didn't even know what question. He asked a question. And man, the whole class said, you wrong. No, eh? Then I don't know whether I just guessed. I don't know, but anyway, I got the what? Man, the guy gave me money. You know, eh? And boarding school now, that man, went to whatever, you know, boats, break time, fried cassava pancakes, man. But the most important thing is that what that guy did to me, that, I don't know what it was, about 200 shillings. From that day, I fell in love with math. I fell in love with mathematics because the guy, man, gave me money for answering a math question. What? I fell in love with math. I became, now, because of that love for math, okay, I became good at math, okay? P5 man, I was so good that I remember, I think it was third term, P5, okay? A math teacher, okay, just before the term ended, called me to his home. He told me, you are the best in math. You are the best. Now remember, results are not yet out. But the teacher calls you to his home, not in the staff room, to his home. Say, you're the best. Then he told me, I want you to promise me that even when you go to O level and HSC, you will never stop doing math. Then I promised the guy. to the extent that now, senior four, when I was choosing whether to do PCB or PCM, the guy was on my mind. I had promised a chap in P5. Okay? But for some reason, I was like, let me do what? Let me go for what? For PCB. I go for PCB. I had a friend, some guy, Ibra Chayne. The guy, man, senior five, he came and cried. Like he begged me to go and do PCM. He's like, Mose, you used to be the best. Kachokoze, what if you flunk? You will regret all your life. You know, eh? Anyway, but all this begins with a 203 for fried cassava a chap gave me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, so anytime you get an opportunity to reward a child, eh? Please do it. To you, it's a small thing. But you don't know the impact that thing is going to have on what? On a child. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Number four. Okay? Have patience. As you pray until something happens, have patience. Have what? Have patience. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 says that, do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay? You have many promises God has given you. And now, according to John's dream, God told us to pray for those things until something happens. Okay, pray for those promises. Glory be to God. All right, now the Bible tells us that through faith and patience, you inherit those promises. Glory be to God. So that means don't stop praying. Don't lose patience. Don't lose hope. Even if you don't see the answer to prayer, be patient. Okay? Pray patiently or pray as you wait. Glory be to God. Amen? This is, God deemed it so important that he gave Joan a dream concerning it last week, 9th March. Okay? Glory be to God. 9th March. But God loves our child. The way he speaks to us. Hallelujah. Man. Hallelujah. So on 9th March, Mrs. Joan is okay. The dream is there. She found herself in a market that the people who lived in the days of Adam know it as, or we know. Okay? But the ones who have just been born know it as Saint Balikudem. Alright, so Joan found herself there. That market is very busy and crowded. So she did not know where to find what she needed to buy. Then a certain woman called Patience came to her and offered to lead her to where she would get what she needed to buy. Okay? Children, who has ever been to Owino? A market called Owino. Owino. Have you heard of it? Owino. Now you can see the kind of kids you're dealing with, man. Okay? Okay? Eh? Christina, you've heard of it? But have you been there? You've been there? Eh? But, eh? Hey, now that one is a kid. Come. Okay? She has been to Owino, man. For me, I don't look forward to being in Owino. But this, Christina has been there. Rachel, please send me some more money. I'm going to give her. Hallelujah. This is one of my weaknesses. Just get money in my hands. Hallelujah. My best days is when I have money. Okay. We traveled with Sam to Fort Porto. Then on Saturday, we ended up at Nyakasura. Okay? Then someone was going to visit a child there, so we ended up there. Then I was looking at this child, man, be broke. Then I had some car, what? Money in my, you know? I first gave her a 20. Eh? Then I saw she was like going to what? To faint. Then I added a 10. Then, man, for me, I was what? Eh, now, that girl, her father is a cousin to my late father. Do that be one a cousin to my father, you know? So when you went to see that girl, like I didn't know about her. So I first got to know her that day. So you know. So I showed her, you know, because now they are broke, eh? But you know, I told her my wife the condition they are in, very broke, man. You know, when we went to their home, after we sing the child, went with Sam and my sister, I was like, man, this is a real spirit of poverty. But you can sense a spirit. There's being poor, but there's this thing now, a spirit. You just see, man. And it's like a whole neighborhood. You know, there are those places where there's something about a neighborhood. When you can see the enemy got it in his hand. And for them, he gave them poverty. So when I looked at this kid, then I'm like, now, I need to give this young girl hope. She's in senior two or something like that. Hey, I remember we were at my sister's place in Nadia some time ago for a house warming. And anyway, I had pics of that event. So I was like, this is the best. You understand? So I go pics, I first go to my kids. I was like, this is you. This is you. Because now, that kid is apparently my sister. Okay? So I was like, now, these are what? Because now your children. It didn't happen. Now, if you know the condition that God is in, like right now, you can't create what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, you couldn't tell that at her school because remember I didn't move uniform. But you go to their home, I hadn't seen a home like that in 80. They have as in so when this child gets holidays, she comes back here. This is where she stays. She's like, here. I know Kumanyawa Java. She has to know where she comes from. Like, you know, I help her. I pay the fees in what? In Nyakasura, but she goes to her home. She has to know where she comes from. Bambi, anyway, I bless the kid and could see it. Then I showed her peace. So this is Auntie Swan. So have you ever heard of her? She's like, no, like, yeah. If I, when you get holidays, you should come and visit me and what, you know? I sure that could have been the best visiting sound of that child. I think now she's praying that uncle Moses should come back next week. So. Hey. Glory be to God. Hey, one of the easiest people to bless are children. Musoke umuve kubano abakuru omuwa omutwalo the nagamba. Ezozo ka like kaya. I have two sisters. So, anyway, one of them is messed up. So, yeah, now, recently I was talking to the another one, Becky. Okay? And I was like, now so and so needs help. Should I help? Then she's like, anyway. She opened a story for me. She's like, oh, yo. Lumu, one day, she told me that really, the other day, I needed money from you. You gave me this much, and you think you did a lot. And she was saying it in Uganda. Oloza wakola nyo. She said, ah, vuma, you understand? Like, oloza wakola nyo. Now, you see, now those are adults. You give them a 10K, they're like, so you think, what is this going to get? But now, if a kid here, you give a 1K man, you're the best, hallelujah. They'll go thanking God, praising God. They're going to buy sweets, hallelujah. Whether sweets are good or not, that's another issue. Hallelujah. So anyway, John had this dream, okay? And in the context of what she was going through before the dream, she knew that that dream, God was speaking to her, that have patience. Patience will enable you to inherit your promise. Okay? Patience, okay, as you pray, be patient. Okay? Patience will help you to, patience will lead you to where your promise is. Glory be to God. Okay? And through a dream you had, God encouraged Joan to come and talk about that last Sunday. You remember, eh? If you're here, you should remember that Joan encouraged us to have patience. And it was a word from heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, something interesting. On Friday, this Friday, okay? This Friday, the man, the Muganda man, I went to Toro with, okay? Interestingly, the mother is Mtoro, okay? Yes, he had a dream. And in this dream, he was at State House, okay? And there was an event, an award-giving ceremony, okay? And the first lady, Janet Museveni, and her daughter, Patience, were the ones who are going to be what? Giving out the awards. Okay? I found that interesting. Remember, it was Friday. Now, on Thursday, we had a prayer meeting. All right? And in the after the prayer meeting, I shared a scripture that I felt the Lord had put on my heart. Okay? And that scripture is Romans chapter 13, verse 11 and 12. Okay? It says, verse 11, part B, it says that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is first spent, the day is at hand. Okay? Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. And I felt God was telling me that the things we're pushing for, the things we're believing him for, okay, they are nearer than when we first believed the dream he gave us, eh? Okay? All right? And I felt like God was saying that the night is fast spent, the day is at hand. The day of seeing what he promised us, okay, is very near. So I shared that on Thursday, okay? That Muganda man goes to sleep, okay? Interestingly, I went to Fort Portal to look for land, okay? We need land there. And so we go to a place where, man, the land is beautiful, the scenery, the mountain. And the place, the village is called Chitaka. All right? And I went with a man whose father is called Chitaka. Isn't that amazing? Like, I thought about it. I was, wow, this could be a sign that actually God, what? Okay, I went with Uchitaka, and we ended up in a place called Uchitaka that we didn't know about until we got there. Hallelujah. So, I shared this. And Sam goes to sleep and gets a dream. Okay? The first lady with her daughter, Patience, are going to award. They're going to hand out gifts. There's a ceremony. Okay? And he wakes up before the ceremony actually starts. You understand? Eh? So you can see the award giving was near, was at hand. Glory be to God. And I was like, wait a minute, that's what? So it made me think and believe that Sam's dream was actually a confirmation of what she had done Thursday. Glory be to God. Amen? Our salvation, okay? What you have waited on God for, okay? They are nearer than when you first believed. Glory be to God. Okay, patience, okay, is going to lead you to that. You understand? Patience is going to award you to hand over to you what you have what? Been waiting for. Glory be to God. Just like in Joanne's dream, patience offered to take her to where what she wanted to buy was. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So, just to encourage you, as you push, okay, that last slide, number one, okay, forgive. Children, number one, what? Forgive. Number two, ask for forgiveness. Number three, live in righteousness. Don't live in sin, children. Don't live in what? Don't live in sin. Okay, sin includes singing bad songs. Now, this generation, you have to address that one. Children, bad songs on TV, eh? Okay? Those bad songs, the women and the men are dancing badly. They're not dressed well. Okay? Children, don't watch those things. They are evil. They are of the devil. Okay? And then don't sing those songs. Don't wear the way those people are wearing. All right? Okay? And number four, be patient. Have patience. Glory be to God. Have what? Number one is what? Number two? Number three? Number four? Okay. Nine and below. Okay? Take off that. Number one. Okay? What do you do? Number one? Number one? Okay. Number two is ask for forgiveness. Very good. Okay? The other one? The other one? Forgive others. Very good. Okay, the other one, the other thing that you're supposed to do. Okay. Do you know? Can you try? Brilliant. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, and the other one. Live in righteousness. Very good. Glory be to God. Yeah, now, who can say all the four? Who can say all the four? Who can say all the four? Nine and below. How old are you, Abby? Yeah? Yeah, nine and below. Nine and below. Who can say all the four? Bambi, there's a family hand to give. You know this one? Corruption also. There's a family hand to give. What some money? Eh? Or they should join, eh? The four in the family. But you might get one, eh? 1 point. Huh? Okay? Do you know one? What should you do? One, number one? Okay, glory be to God. Okay, One.
Two? Three? Four?
My goodness. Wow, wow, wow. Just to thank you. Man, this is excellent. This is what? This is excellent. This is excellent. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, is there, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.